You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Now that's a concept worth embracing, especially when it comes to our parents and our grandparents and our seniors. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're tuned in with Senior Agenda with Lisa Stockdale. I'm your host, Lisa Stockdale, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. Welcome to Senior Agenda, where we discuss all things senior. No topic is taboo. Nothing's too boring, and nothing's off limits. Bottom line, if it matters to seniors, we're going to talk about it, and we want to hear from you. Please feel free to call in at any time during today's program. You can do that by dialing 1-877-932-9766. We have a special program lined up for you today. We're going to do one of our Slow Down, Listen, and Learn segments. And we have a gentleman in the studio named Mr. Dwight Lennox, who is a jazz talent singer. He's local. So that's always exciting for us to get to showcase local artists and local seniors out there doing their thing. And he's going to sing for us live, and then we have some tracks that we're going to share. I am pretty sure you're going to be impressed with his voice. If you've never heard him, stick around. If you've already heard him, I know you'll stick around, so I don't even have to ask. But before we move to Mr. Dwight Lennox, who's going to share his song with us, we have lots of announcements to make. Let's see. Let's start with First Thursdays. First Thursday of April is April 3rd, and in May, it's May 1st. And on those first Thursdays, they have some caregiver information free to the public. April 3rd, it's called Caring for a Difficult Family Member. I can't believe anyone has difficult family members. But Dwight, apparently, do you have any difficult family members, Dwight?
I think I do. I just ignore them.
Oh, you ignore them. Yeah. Well, I don't think that's what they're going to tell you to do, but I'm not sure.
I'm kidding. No, I don't have to. I don't have any.
No, everyone in your family is wonderful.
No, it should be.
Should be. All right. And May 1st, we have Medicare for Beginners. Where does this take place? At Jewish Family Community Center at 1125 College Avenue in Columbus. Actually, I think it's Bexley. But what do I know? It's sponsored by COAAA and the Jewish Community Center. So if you have a need for education on how to deal with a difficult family member, or if you want to learn more about Medicare, there is a free opportunity. Also, they have something scheduled. The City of Columbus has something scheduled called the Silver Tsunami. I think they're talking about baby boomers. Yeah, baby boomers are expected to change the definition of retirement. They'll live longer, be more active, save less, it says, spend more, keep working, and be more involved with volunteer. And their families, it says. Wow. So on March 28th, which is coming up, Senior Roundtable members will be available for a panel discussion. That is going to take place where? Well, does it say? There it is. 1111 East Broad Street, the Jerry Hammond Center. That's where that's going to take place. So that starts at 11 and goes to 1. Again, it's a senior roundtable panel discussion on March 28th from 11 to 1 at 1111 East Broad Street, the Jerry Hammond Center. And if you miss that, on April 18th, they're doing it all over again. That topic is called advocacy. So I'm not quite sure what they're going to talk about, but I'm sure it will be interesting. Also, this Saturday at Westerville South, the Westerville Division of Police have organized what they're calling SOS Day, Serving Our Seniors. We had them on a couple weeks ago to talk about this event. That will start at 9 and run through 1. Again, that's at Westerville South High School. They have a free lunch for you, all kinds of giveaways and door prizes, and there will be local vendors as well as entertainment. And did I say free lunch? Yeah, this Saturday from 9 to 1. And they've got some workshops going on as well for the educational piece. Also, there's a spring mixer planned over at the Worthington in Gahanna. That's April the 10th. Between 4 and 6, they also have free food and drink for you, as well as door prizes. And someone will be there talking about caregiver stress and caregiver issues as well. So there's all kinds of resources available to you in the local community if you're dealing with some of these issues. And I have a news item. Dwight, did you hear about the senior right here in Columbus? He's actually homeless, who was discovered last week, and they're saying he has a superhero power. Did you read about that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, this is interesting. They're not sure how old he is, and he won't tell, but he's definitely a senior based on his photograph. He's homeless, and this is what it says. He has the ability to make himself invisible.
Interesting.
Also known as invisibility. Invisibility is a power which renders one unseen to the naked eye, and the elder pictured in the article is said to have it. The only problem is that his powers kick in at times when he would rather be visible. That's where Senior Agenda comes in. We're trying to help him reclaim his ability to be seen. He warns others in this article who either don't see him at all or only see him for a brief moment before he vanishes. And this is a quote. If you ever get the chance to choose a superhero power, take one of the others, like the ability to fly, night vision, or shift shaping. Those can't possibly be as damaging as invisibility. He reports that people who have the ability to see with their hearts and not just their eyes seem to see him at all times. And this superpower hero doesn't kick in. Dwight, you know I'm making all this up, right?
I hope so. I kind of wish I had the power to be invisible sometimes, especially when I've been speeding down the freeway and the police get behind me.
Well, the homeless folks, listeners, do not want to be invisible. They want us to see them, and they want us to work towards solutions. And that is the point of this article. Actually, it's a piece of a blog that we did last week. And it says homelessness is especially a brutal proposition for our elders because they experience increased vulnerability and health risk. Can you imagine living on the streets or in a shelter and also suffering from age-related health conditions like incontinence, diabetes, arthritis, loss of balance, dementia, Parkinson's, or the loss of vision or hearing? Can you imagine needing daily medications but not being able to afford them, retain them, or house them if you get them? These are the challenges of our elderly people on the streets. And when we see them and just keep going, we treat them like they're invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to stop. So that's enough of the negative stuff, although that too is important. We're going to have fun for the rest of the hour.
That's great.
And we're going to visit with Dwight. Dwight, let's start with a little piece that explains our Slow Down, Listen, and Learn segments. Well, I don't know if anyone will ever write your life story. But I do know this. Here on Senior Agenda, we'd love to hear the highlights. You didn't get this far in life without having a story to tell. Your experiences and life lessons provide insight and encouragement to the rest of us when we slow down, listen, and learn. Listen and Learn as today's senior guests reveal their legacies on TalkTeamItRadio.com. So, Dwight, you are our senior guest in the spotlight. I asked you earlier, how do you feel about being called a senior? Well, being a senior, not being called one.
Well, I think it's great. But the alternative is a lot less attractive.
I've heard that before.
Both of them, being younger, because you do a lot of stupid things when you're young. Hopefully, when you're a senior, you've learned some things and you don't make those mistakes again. And the other part is either be a senior or not be here at all. So I'll accept that.
You'll accept being a senior. Now, let's talk about do you feel, when we say senior, I think some people are resistant because they really think we're calling them old. And I think age is more than a number. But I do think being old is a state of mind. Are you old?
I don't feel old at all. I still feel some of the things I felt when I was in my 20s and 30s, especially when I'm performing or thinking about a performance or hearing the applause of an audience when I'm performing. Age and things like that don't even come into effect. I'm glad I have the years because I've learned a lot over the years.
Yeah, experience is a help, right?
Oh, sure.
You learn as you go, and hopefully you're not so hard-headed that you have to keep relearning the same lesson
and
over again. I know. I come from a Irish Native American family. We're a bunch of hardheads. So sometimes you gotta receive the message more than once before it resonates. But by the time you get to your senior years, hopefully you have learned some things and you're wiser. You've learned about yourself and what makes you happy. And what makes you happy, amongst other things, including your family, is music.
Exactly.
And I asked you earlier, do you have a regular day job?
Mm-hmm.
And you said?
Music.
Music. Music, music, music. You're a music man.
Yeah.
So how long have you been singing?
How long have I been singing? You can break that up into a couple of things. I've been singing ever since I was 5 or 6 years old or younger. I used to sing with my brothers and my sister. She played piano. My oldest brother played drums. And the next to the oldest brother still plays guitar.
Oh, musical family.
Right. And we used to sing around. And when I was raised in New York City, you listen to the rock and roll. You go to the Apollo Theater. You hear all the groups. You see them. And then you get on the street corner with your buddies, and you're going over songs that you heard and trying to sound like they did. But professionally, it's been probably about 40 years.
Okay. So you're a rookie.
Relatively, yeah.
So 40 years. Are you still learning?
I learn every day. When I sing, it's funny. If you hear me sing a song this week and you hear me sing it next week, it'll sound the same except there might be a little bit of adjustments in it because I'm really not afraid of trying new stuff. I'm really not afraid of experimenting with it. So I do it, and sometimes I make mistakes, and I just say, well, I'm not going to try that again.
Yeah.
let me try something different. But I'm not afraid to do that because people that are afraid to look silly or make a mistake, the only time you learn anything is if you've made a mistake.
Yeah.
You don't learn anything about doing it by doing things right.
Yeah, and the thing that I love about music is every time it's even not just the performance is different, but I hear it a little different depending on my mood. Mm-hmm. So if it's just always the same thing, that's kind of boring. I'm not sure that's art. That's probably more imitation.
Yeah, you might as well just sit down and get up and mime it, do like a Milli Vanilli, and just have them play the music behind me. I'll just lip sync.
Uh-huh.
If it wasn't, I prefer to go ahead and try it because, again, I want to see what it sounds like.
Now, talk to me about, I too come from a musical family and have many performers, and sometimes you get a dead audience, and you got to give them the energy. Have you experienced that? Of course you have.
Yeah. A friend of mine, a drummer when I lived in Denver, Colorado, he was a really funny guy. He had the wherewithal when we were on stage and the audience wasn't responding. He would just look at him and just say it under his breath, you know, so the band could hear it. He said, "I know dead people smoked." And it would crack us up. And once that once that was over and the pressure was off, then we did our thing. And I find that if I do what I want to do, the way I want to do it, and not concern myself with what the audience really wants to hear,
you'll get them.
They'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because if I'm waiting around trying to figure out what do they want me to do next, I really don't care. I'm just going to do my stuff and hope they'll either stay and enjoy or they'll leave, and that's okay too.
Yeah, you got to bring your own energy, bring your own party.
Yeah, you can't please everyone.
We are going to give our listeners a taste of your music. We have a track here called "Georgia on My Mind." I'm sure they know the song. If you haven't heard him, you're going to love it. If you have, we know you're already there. Listen to this rendition by Dwight Lennox.
Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song that keeps Georgia on my mind. As if Georgia, thank you.
You're listening to Senior Agenda, where we discuss all things senior. You just heard Dwight Lennox. He's in the studio with us today. We're going to be talking to him just here in a hot second. Remember, we go live every Thursday morning at 10, and then the program that we are playing right now that we're delivering to you will replay tonight at 5. We can also be heard on Columbus Community Radio Sunday evenings at 7. That's 98.3 and 102.1 on your FM dial. All right, Dwight, Georgia on My Mind.
Yeah, great tune.
Great tune. And isn't that the tune that you sang during an OSU football game at halftime?
Yes, it is.
Recently?
Right. That was we did it at the Shoe against when they played Northwestern, and then we went up to Michigan the following week, and I performed it there in Michigan and did it with them at Picnic with the Pops, and I'm on their album, on OSU's album.
Is that the largest crowd that you've ever performed in front of? Not sure.
Probably. Okay. Yeah. I've done performances at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado and some other things like that. But, yeah, probably.
Okay. So I noticed a lot of things when I was listening to that. One is you do a lot of things with your voice. You're all over the place. There's a lot of movement.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about not being afraid to take risk and adding your own twist. And I heard all that. Talk to me about your band, because you've got your own group of musicians that travel around with you.
Yeah, the band is called the Lennox Avenue Express Jazz and Dance Band. And the name of the group and the repertoire of the group are been put together for a specific reason. We do jazz, but we also do dance music. Most people don't think that you can dance to jazz, but that's kind of silly. I guess you can dance anything you want to.
Right.
I mean, if you can dance to a polka, you can dance to jazz. And we have, there's 8 of us. I'm the only vocalist. I have a rhythm section, which is piano, bass, and drums. And then we have 4 horns. We have Ed Cottle on piano, Bradley Mellon on the bass. He also plays an electric cello, depending on where we're playing at in the room that we have. And Guy Romanco on drums. And on the horn section, coming from the trombone up, it's Matt Ellis on trombone, Lee Savory, who plays with several other groups and also played with the Ohio State Marching Band in the past. He plays trumpet and flugelhorn. Brian Kuhn, who's a teacher out in New Albany, the school out there, he plays alto, tenor, and flute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I call him the senior guy, and I actually call him the old man in the group. he's my baritone sax player, and he doesn't mind because he is, and he knows it, and he doesn't really care. His name is Bob LeBeau. He's actually Dick LeBeau, the defensive coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Dick's big brother.
Okay.
And, yeah, we play all over the place.
And how long has your group been together?
I was trying to figure that out because I use a new accounting system, but it's probably been about 15 years.
Okay, all right.
Maybe a little longer.
And do you practice?
We rehearse occasionally. When I get a new song, I'll rehearse it with them. I rehearse it on my own. I rehearse it with them first, my trio.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can hear the roadmap. The roadmap being how the song plays out, the AABA sections, and if there are instrumentals, and what are going to be the notes they're going to lead me back into where I'm supposed to be at. So I learn all that stuff and just kind of like memorize it, and then I'll rehearse myself. But we don't. It's not like a garage band where we meet up.
Yeah, you're accomplished musicians at this point, so it isn't necessary.
Yeah, the band sight reads a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They sight read a lot because I try to bring in new charts all the time. So if we had, I couldn't get them to rehearse that often.
So you do what? You do parties, weddings.
We do weddings, we do anniversary parties, we do corporate events, we do festivals. I'm fee supported through the Ohio Arts Council for concert series presentations around the state of Ohio. I'm part of what's called the Ohio Artists on Tours program. I'm also with we do an artists in schools program.
Yeah, and I want to talk to you about that after break, Artists in Schools. What are you going to be doing on June 13th? Do you know?
Juneteenth? I don't really know. You know, it's funny. If I don't look at my appointment book, I have no idea.
Should I tell you? June 13th, you're going to be doing our birthday bash, bro.
Oh, that's okay, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So, June 13th, it's a Friday, Friday the 13th. We're throwing superstition to the wind. We don't care about all that junk. We're going to have a party. We're going to celebrate 1 year of programming here for Senior Agenda. And the live music is going to be provided by Mr. Lennox and his band.
Right.
So we're excited. Tickets are they're not on sale yet. We're still working out some of the details, but they're going to be just $35, and you're going to get a free meal, open bar, door prizes, and the music. And I think if all you got was the music, that'd be a bargain. But what do I know? What do I know?
See, that was a senior moment. I forgot where I was going to be.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's all right.
Now we can relate.
I'll keep track of you when it comes to Senior Agenda.
I put it in my appointment book, and that's it. That leads me around. I know where
I understand. I don't always know what I'm doing. People will say, "What's your schedule like tomorrow?" And I say, "I don't know till 11 o'clock the night before," when I look at it. So I'll make every appointment. I know that, but I don't necessarily know what they are until
right.
It's time to get there. So I gotcha. So it's almost time for break, but why jazz?
Well, smart aleck would be to say, well, why not? But jazz. I used to listen to a lot of jazz. My oldest brother, he was in the Army. He came home from the Army for visits. He'd come home on leave, and he'd bring all these jazz albums home.
Mm-hmm.
He would play them over and over and over and drive my sister crazy because my sister played classical piano, and she said she couldn't understand all that stuff that they were doing all over the place.
Oh.
But
what artists? Do you remember?
Thelonious Monk, mm-hmm. Miles Davis, those kinds of players. And those were very kind of out there players.
Yeah.
They weren't like straight down the road where you knew where they were supposed to be at. They were all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into jazz.
Innovative.
Yeah. And I got into jazz when I sang in Colorado because I left L.A. and went to Colorado. And at that time, I wasn't doing jazz, but I hooked up with a jazz trio. And the music sounded so much better than top 40 stuff that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we were still doing top 40 tunes, but they were doing them with a little bit of, you know, gravy
little
on
flavor.
Them.
Yeah,
yeah, a little gravy on them. And the gravy, you know, it sounded great. And that was jazz. And I said, ooh, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do this. And then I was able to stretch. Jazz allows me to stretch out and try new stuff. And again, like we were talking before we went on the air, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And you just try something else, and that's what jazz is all about.
Yeah, it gives you all that latitude and longitude and
a lot of freedum.
Creative juices get rolling. Well, I love jazz, so I'm glad that you
chose
it and stuck to it.
Good.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Check us out on WCRS-FM 98.3. Wednesday and Sunday evenings, blogs and podcasts are also available. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com apps to your cell or tablet. Radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Up next, after break, Dwight is going to sing a song for us live, so we'll be looking forward to that. Stay right there. Stay tuned on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We'll be back with more from Dwight Lennox, a local jazz talent, artist, entrepreneur, fabulous voice.
Senior Agenda with Lisa Stockdale, brought to you by Freedom Home Health.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is the premier internet radio platform offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. TalkTainmentRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTainmentRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast. The address is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Hey, Carol, that's your third espresso. What's going on?
I've just been to my doctor, and he's ordered lots of tests.
blood work, scans, x-rays.
Why? Is everything okay?
That's just it. I don't really know the whole story.
Well, I think the best thing you can do is get more involved in your own health care and get some information.
How do I do that?
One of the most important things you can do for your health is to ask questions. Be an active and informed member of your healthcare team. Remember, your healthcare is about you. For starters, you should ask what condition you're being tested for, how the tests will be done, how soon you'll get the results, and what happens after that. Learn more about what questions to ask about medical tests and other aspects of your healthcare. Get the brochure, Be Prepared for Medical Appointments, available at ahrq.gov/consumer. That's ahrq.gov/consumer. A message from the U.S. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality.
You want news updates that relates to you. You want to be informed on what's going on in and around your community. News updates with a different view on the latest news, sports, and more. And able to watch on your time. TalkTainmentRadio.com will be that source. Coming soon on YouTube, TalkTainmentRadio.com, weekly news roundup with Kamari M. Odai. TalkTainmentRadio.com on YouTube. It's what's happening now.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
The health care law gives us powerful tools to fight it,
to investigate it,
prosecute it,
and stop criminals.
Our senior Medicare patrol volunteers
are teaching seniors across the country
to stop, spot, and report fraud.
You can help.
Guard your Medicare card.
Don't give out your card number over the phone.
Call to report any suspected fraud.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
Let's make Medicare stronger for all of us.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
David and Jennifer Larson, owners of Freedom Home Health, are proud to sponsor Senior Agenda with Lisa Stockdale.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard. You're tuned in to Senior Agenda. I'm your host, Lisa Stockdale. And today we are doing one of our Slow Down, Listen, and Learn segments where we bring a local senior on and let that senior share parts of their story or history. In this case, it's music. Mr. Dwight Lennox is in the studio with us, and he's going to actually sing a live song for us. I know this can be difficult when you're in a studio and you don't have your band with you and all your equipment, but I think this will demonstrate your absolute talent. Well, so what are you going to sing for us?
A song called It Might As Well Be Spring. It's I like
the title. I can tell you that.
It's a great tune.
It Might As Well Be Spring, and I hope that Ohio hears you.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. They say that I have spring fever, but it isn't even spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? Oh, why keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet? I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud, hold a robin on a wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. imagine I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, or hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud from a robin or on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well. Might as well. Might as well be spring. Might as well be spring.
Do it again. Brother Ed, were you feeling that? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And that was live, folks. That was live, just in case you don't believe us.
Yeah, that's a great tune. I love that song. That's coming from State Fair, I believe.
Really?
But,
and, of course, we all want it to be spring.
Oh, yeah. With well, it's spring.
With we snow just on the ground and all the other crazy stuff that's going on. So, Dwight, you mentioned a program called Artist in Schools that you take part in, and your part of that is called Jazz That Rocks.
Yeah, that's my program.
Tell me about Jazz That Rocks.
Well, we go into schools and we give students a history of jazz, you know, the word started at and how it developed and some of the influences that have contributed to the outcome of where jazz is right now, because jazz is all over the place. You know, when people say jazz, a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
They don't really have an idea. They have an idea of what jazz is, but they can't really say, well, jazz is this. And you can't. You can't say jazz is something. And
no, it's not easily put in a box, is
it? No, because there's so many different things of it. It was, you know, the New Orleans jazz, and then it was bebop, and then it was all this progressive, and then there's smooth jazz, and there's all this, that, and the other.
And the Latin influence. Don't forget the Latin
quite a bit.
Influence,
I mean,
right?
You have groups like Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Earth, Wind, and Fire that are playing jazz, Kool & the Gang. I mean, if you listen to Kool & the Gang and just listen to the music and don't listen to the words, and then listen to another jazz tune where there's, you know, it's a jazz artist, there's so many similarities.
Yeah.
The nice fat chords and things like that.
And believe it or not, it was one of the things I loved about Charlie Brown as a child, that they often incorporated little pieces of jazz.
Mm-hmm. Vince Guaraldi.
Yeah, I just loved the music. So what are those influences in connection to artists?
What influences in what way?
That you talk to the kids about in school.
Oh, well, we talk about, you know, the influences of New Orleans jazz with Louis Armstrong. I try not to sound like anybody, but you've got to throw in people like Nat King Cole, who was just a monster.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Lou Rawls. Who
and your dad's favorite.
Yeah, he's my
father. I read that somewhere.
Yeah, he's my father's favorite artist. You know, it's funny. I do work with the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. Sometimes I'll get on stage and I'll tell a joke and I'll tell the people, like, you know, I sing a lot of Lou Rawls stuff, and people say, "Man, you sound just like Lou Rawls."
Yeah, you do, actually.
And then I'll do some Nat King Cole, and they say, "Man, you sound just like Nat King Cole."
I've heard that too.
And then I'll do Sinatra, and they say, "Man, you sound just like Lou Rawls."
Yeah. Doesn't quite come right around that full circle.
No,
huh?
It doesn't.
I think we have a Nat King Cole song that we're going to play here shortly. Paris Blues, Sing Paris Blues, is that? Yeah,
that is. That's Nat King Cole.
But I wasn't sure. Okay, so you're out there teaching the kids about the importance of music and the importance of jazz.
Well, hopefully teaching the teachers and the administrators the importance of letting the kids experience music.
Yeah.
And just giving the kids a taste, but it's actually trying to make the administrators and such understand that when you give the kids that kind of outlet, you'll have a lot better kids.
Yeah, it's sad for me to hear you say that, but I guess we do have to start with the teachers and administrators.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in school, they got that. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they understood that piece of it, and music wasn't an elective. It was just part of the program.
Right. Well, I was raised in New York, so we used to go to a lot of plays and a lot of shows. We had the Apollo, you had Carnegie Hall, you had all these other venues, and we used to get that in my school. They would do bus trips, and we'd take us to the Museum of Natural History, the Museum of Art, the theater, and we'd listen to a show. And out here, it's, you know, they have it on them, and then they start cutting things back, and then schools lose their bands, and they lose their football teams, and then they all of a sudden have another thing, and they pay for it, and they say, okay, thanks, we can have it back in, and then they take it away again. It's kind of silly.
Well, my son is in choir at his high school, and I remember their first performance. I was expecting, you know, I thought choir was going to be like 50 or 70 kids. And 20 kids trot out on stage. And I'm like, where's the rest of the choir? And he goes to a big high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disconnect. And it's a terrible loss for our children and for society at large. Now, you mentioned down here, and you talked about being from New York.
Mm-hmm.
What part of New York?
Manhattan City.
Okay, so you're from Manhattan, and you talked about living in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Lived in L.A. Went from New York to California to talk about cultural shocks in several different ways.
Did you go to L.A. to try and make it big in music?
No, I went there because my mother said, fine, everybody's going to California.
Oh, I see.
I was 15 years old when I went to California, yeah.
And then you lived in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. For about two, 3 years.
So you know the question I'm coming to. Why Columbus?
Clairol.
Clairol?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
The hair color company.
Yeah?
I've been a hairdresser since, quite a while, probably 38 years.
You should have told me that. I would have did my hair. Now I'm all embarrassed.
No. And I was a consultant for Clairol and a platform artist for Clairol. I used to go around the country and do hair and teach hair color. At shows around the country Dallas, Texas. And I was promoted to district sales manager and moved out here to Ohio. And it was either Cincinnati, Cleveland, or Columbus. And
you chose the right one.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go up there and get, you know, the lake effect snow
half
the year. So.
Right. So a job brought you here.
Mm-hmm.
When did you turn to music full-time?
Well, I got back. I actually quit singing for probably 15, 16 years. I didn't even sing in the shower. I just got was disappointed with a lot of things that were going on in music.
I was going to say, what happened? Something upset you.
Well, you know, you're dealing with bands, and you're in bands, and you get a lot of infighting. And one of the things I hate is politics, especially in a close-knit group like a band.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like politics. Do your job and just be there and just get along with everybody. And that's my whole thing. So there was politics in it. And then you had the agents booking a jazz band into a country and western bar, and I'm saying, this is really stupid, and you expect us to go back there now? So I just quit, and when I came out here, I went to a Japanese restaurant, Fujiyama's, as a mm-hmm. matter of fact, and I heard some music, and I heard singing, and I heard the music. The music sounded like the real thing, but the singers didn't, and I'm trying to figure out, what was that? And so I got into karaoke and then got back into music that way, really, sometime back, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you're listening to Senior Agenda with Lisa Stockdale, where we discuss all things senior, heard on TechTainmentRadio.com, the only on-demand radio you'll ever need. Remember, we go live every Thursday morning at 10. This program will re-air tonight at 5. You can also catch us on Columbus Community Radio Sunday evenings at 7. That's 98.3 and 102.1 on your FM dial. Podcasts are also available. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. That's new. We're almost 3 weeks old on Facebook, and it's going very well. And we also have the blog at senioragenda.blogspot.com. You can connect with us there. So we want to share one more song before
Great.
We let you out of the studio. And this is the Nat King Cole song that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Sings Paris Blues. Here it is.
Thank you. 'cause you're far away. Can't lose these bruises as you should. Morning, springtime, my first hour. Funny taxis, kids at